This is The Status Bro.
You take a model man and put him in control.
Welcome back to The Status Bro, streaming live on RNCN, also at realnewscn.com and the Real News Communications app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
It's a glorious Friday in DFW.
Indeed.
The sun is out, the beers are popped. I'm feeling good, man. You know, we're back in the studio. We've been a little crazy with these remotes. I don't remember the last time we were just sitting comfortably in the studio.
Yeah, it's been a little nuts. We got to a point where we were both kind of wishing we'd do one just in-house, you know?
It was, we were super excited about the remotes, almost to where when we were back in studio, it was a little bit depressing, and now it's kind of comforting. I was getting a little burned out.
What, doing remotes?
Yeah.
It's stressful, man.
Look, everything here, I can sit down, I can relax, everything works.
Something is
always going wrong on the remotes where I'm trying to still be myself at the same time solving 56 problems at once.
We make it look easy.
I feel like the radio just isn't quite as compelling when I'm multitasking to that extent. But I rely on you a lot to pick up the slack during those situations,
yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Nah, don't worry.
So we have a lot of stuff to get to today. Adult Movie Madness will be back by popular demand. We're going to be playing that here in the third segment. We're going to have a brand new judge come in here, Kristen from The Office.
Do we
next
have a
door.
Brand new list?
No, we don't have a list, but we're not going to do any doubles.
No?
We'll just skip over.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's really hard for me to find a list and not look at it.
Right.
And that's the only one I really haven't looked at. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stick with the same list.
We need somebody impartial.
I also want to talk about, well, we have Zach's news, of course.
Right.
I also want to talk about the strangest things people have eaten while wasted or stoned.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll take that.
I found one on the internet. Somebody had read an article on it, and it reminded me of a couple ones I remember growing up that were pretty good. My buddy, maybe I shouldn't say his name. Anyway.
No.
He doesn't care. Cameron. He was super smashed once and ate an entire pack of Kraft singles, like from start to finish, the entire thing, dude. And he said that was one of the nastiest pukes like ever. That just did not sit well. It didn't stay down.
Poor Cam. I imagine he was probably taking quite the crunch, too, right, to follow that?
I don't know, man. That's not something that really comes out of you.
Really?
Cheese,
yeah, you're right.
Like
that all
fiber.
That all kind of stays in, yeah. That's
yeah.
That's good. That's what they say about like gum that sits in you for 7 years. That cheese will be in him
that
forever.
That probably really does stay with
yeah.
you. Yeah.
That'll hang out.
There's
for
at
a
least
while.
One single left in there.
That'll get cozy.
All right. But aside from the stuff that we have to get to on the Status Bro today, the big news.
Yeah, big news.
To let our listeners know, this involves you.
Does it really?
Usually it's a personal story of one of mine or one of yours. Oh, also, we got to, last week we were talking about, I know we can't help but mention porn at some point, but we
right.
talked about how, who did this? Pornhub?
Pornhub.
Yeah,
the described video category.
They created a category of porns for those who are visually impaired. So
they
we have
did.
A little bit of that audio to play for you.
Yeah, we got some.
It's raunchier than we expected.
Yeah, it's true.
It's harder to play than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I thought it'd be funny and easy, and
yeah.
for part of it, it is. I don't think it's bad, and then it gets to a point where it's like, okay, this is.
But I mean,
this is like
they're
pornography.
Shouting and cursing and sound effects.
You can
and
hear everything. It's
yeah,
all there.
There's
yeah.
all kinds of stuff going on there. So we really can't. This is what's annoying about the Facebook Live. I can see it now. I have it like posted up the camera.
Yeah,
but.
You're trying to adjust?
Well, yeah. When people say stuff, I don't know how to respond. Like,
oh, well, at least they're saying things.
Can
I
do it from my computer? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure all this out. It's a work in progress. Anyway, thanks for everybody who's checking us out right now. Okay, the big news is that we beat down the clown.
Yeah, we beat down the clown. My God, I can't believe you actually wanted to talk
huge.
About this.
Yeah, we had Zach and Kevin's bromantic weekend.
It's true.
Both of us had some time off from the girlfriend, so yep. we went to the pool. It was awesome. We drank beer all day. We grilled some brats.
A lot of beer.
We went and ate steaks. And then
we
went to the Child's Arcade.
Yeah, we went to Nickel Mania.
Which basically, Nickel Mania is like a crappy Chuck E. Cheese.
Midway in Trinity Mills, if you want to check it out.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese is one of those places that's been around forever, but it adapts and evolves. If it gets old, they'll change the sign. Some of the stuff switches out. Like, there's newer, more modern stuff. Nickel Mania has not changed since, like, 1978.
No, yeah. It's like if they took an old arcade and, like, covered it in Rust-Oleum. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it's
you're stepping
same.
Right into yesteryear.
Yeah. Nickel Mania, what it is, most modern arcades have transitioned from quarters or tokens to some kind of cards, like Dave and Buster's or main
Correct,
event.
Yeah,
right.
Dave and Buster's power card.
Nickel Mania never did that. Okay. They just went backwards. Instead of tokens or quarters, they just do nickels now. So you go in, it's what, $1.25 to get in?
I think it's $1.85.
$1.85.
It's cheap.
Yeah. And then you give either $5 or $10, and you can do card, of course, debit card. And
yeah,
they'll give
you
$5 in a cup of nickels. That's it. $5 worth of nickels in a cup, and then you're free to play as you please, or 10 or whatever. Yeah, they'll give you as many nickels as you want, and you just play all these arcade games. Now, here's the thing about Nickelmania: they don't have that many incredible arcade games. They really don't.
No, they have a couple that are from like this century,
right?
But for the most part, but the old stuff is good, like Skee Ball, and those are classics.
Yeah.
And they have a few that I like. That it's funny, one of my favorite arcade games, because I'm a nerd, Star Wars Trilogy Arcade.
Right.
They have a copy of it, or you know, one of the things.
Yeah, big machine.
It's so run down that like the screen doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And people will still play it, which I don't get. The screen is almost completely red. Like, you can't discern any of the individual colors anymore. So that was one of the more modern ones. But the most modern, they got the Batman one and the Jurassic Park. And other than that, they're all 100 years old. You got House of the Dead 2. And
yeah.
The shooting the basketballs and the, you know, which is great for us.
Sure.
We would spend our whole lives there if they served alcohol.
We played a couple rounds of Skee Ball. Yeah, it's a good time.
We played some Skee Ball. Anyway, Down the Clown is this game that's been sticking in our craw. I don't know who discovered it. I think you. I had never played it before.
Down the Clown, yeah.
Down the Clown. And basically, let's describe this to our listeners right now, because okay. I'm sure this is fascinating,
right.
But we were obsessed with it.
It's true.
It's a stupid arcade game where you bump in your four nickels. I think it's four nickels a play.
Six nickels a play.
Six nickels a play. Oh,
six.
You're right. It is six.
Yeah, six
it's a pricey one.
Yeah.
So we go, well, we've both been multiple times trying to beat the clown.
Right.
I've accumulated quite a bit of tickets. Basically, three rows of what, five or six of these stupid clowns pop up.
Right.
And you throw balls at them and try to knock them all down.
Now, this isn't a digital game. This is physical.
It's very physical.
These are rubber balls. I think there's six rubber balls in the machine. There's a total of, what, 10 clowns, 12 clowns, something like that?
Yeah.
And they pop up. It's almost like something you'd see at a carnival or a fair.
Yeah.
It's a physical machine. It's not virtual.
No. Nothing
like,
about
yeah, you
virtual.
Physically pick these up and
wing
them
at the clowns.
Now, you don't have to hit the clowns that hard to knock them down.
No.
But there's something so satisfying about just
rifling them. Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. And the clown taunts you and you want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, they make offhand comments like the clown at the putt-putt course in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, you want to jump through there and rip the clown's
head
off.
Yeah, all you want to do, yeah. And you can never, the scores never get particular. Really high.
No.
Yeah.
But we've both gone many times and we both played many times, but we've never really beat the high score. And when you beat the high score, it's funny, you can accumulate 1,000 tickets just trying to get to the high score.
Yeah.
But when you beat the high score, it's automatic dispenses 500 tickets.
Right.
And that's the victory that I wanted.
Yeah. And the high score, the taunting thing about the high score is it starts at a high number, like 600. Every round you play, it goes down one.
Yeah.
So when we got up to it on, Saturday? It was at like 428. And the highest I think either of us have ever scored in Down the Clown is like 390, 400, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we knew we were close at the start.
We knew we could
okay,
do it, but we walked in there,
bad.
Dude. I felt like Trinity and Neo walking into the lobby at the Matrix. Like, I'm walking in just totally zeroed in on Down the Clown. I'm like, give me 10 bucks worth of nickels. Like, we're taking this clown down.
Right.
I'm determined.
So after we burned through our first $10 worth of nickels,
which
right?
At that point, I'm already, I'm telling you, dude, like, I'm almost out of gas.
Yeah, me too. Dude, I was pretty close to
that. We sweat completely through our clothing.
Yep.
The tickets are piling up on the floor to the point where it's obnoxious. Like, people are, like, walking around, like, tripping over. Like, the tickets are coming out. We're yelling at the machine.
Right.
We're making a scene.
Shouting obscenities.
Dripping
there's
sweat.
There's kids
dude.
Around. There was like a birthday party.
It was like kind of a Nike or Gatorade commercial, like the sweat pouring off my face, almost in slow motion. Like, yeah, it was just insane. At one point, you were buying balls from the machine next to us just because they were bigger and heavier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's another machine next to it that also has balls, and I was literally pumping nickels into that to get balls out of it to throw them at Down the Clown.
It's Zach's losing his mind at this point.
Straight cheating.
So we buy another 10 bucks.
Of course. And at this point, I'm all in. I told you straight up. I was like, I will put $100 in this machine if that's what it takes.
You're like, I'll empty my life savings into this clown.
I've completely lost my buzz at this point. I mean, what else do I have to lose? So, yeah, we just kept going at it, kept playing, and finally, after probably a half hour and probably something like $20 worth of nickels.
But man, when you were throwing those second balls, like that was really making a scene. Those ones from the machine were way heavier and bigger, and it's just crashing into the, making all this loud noise. I'm like, dude, we're going to get caught here. Like, I don't care. I'm getting them two at a time.
I didn't
and
care.
Kids are like crying. Like, birthday parties are going on in the background. We're like, I don't care. This clown just rifling balls
at
him.
That
like,
being
we're
said,
not leaving here without beating this clown.
Not a single employee came over and stopped us once.
Nope.
Nobody said anything.
Because like, I think they kind of wanted us to beat the clown.
Yeah, they wanted to see it happen. They wanted to see it done, and I can't blame them. I wanted to see it done, too.
Yep.
So finally, after probably a half hour, like $20 worth of nickels.
No, dude, this is an hour's worth.
Yeah, you're probably
of throwing,
right.
For sure.
We hit the high score.
We hit the high score.
Yep, we finally did it.
Which is funny, because I still had a couple balls left to throw, but as soon as you were like, dude, and I looked down and saw we beat it, I just dropped them.
Yep.
I'm like, don't care.
I did the same thing. As soon as I looked down and saw the score beat, he's like, oh, that's it.
This was not for the tickets. This was for the glory.
Yeah, it's true. So we got 500 tickets on top of what we'd been working on before. I think it came out to roughly, we estimated.
I would
after
estimate like 1,700.
After like a half
maybe?
Hour of getting these things together and putting them all in a bag, I think it came out to something like 1,300 tickets, right?
It's got to be anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000.
Yeah, it's probably even more.
That's what I would guess.
Yeah, so that's our Down the Clown story.
Yeah, so we spent all Saturday night punching the clown, and it was great. Oh, by the way, we still had probably $2.50 worth of tickets left at the end of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we sat down and played Jurassic Park. It was right. Nice.
Yeah, that was a good time. It Jurassic good. Park machine oh. is not bad.
What do you want to do? You want to get into news, or do you want to talk about the audio porn?
Yeah, you know, let's jump into news a little bit. Let's save the audio porn.
Give right, people something, the audio something
to listen for. And I got a big news story I want to talk about, but I want to save that, too. I want to knock out some of the smaller ones first, all right?
All right.
And then we'll hit the home run at the end.
All right, all right. Hit me with something. Hit all me right. with something juicy. You sure you don't want to hit play the porn?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
Let's save it. It'll be good.
Well, all right, all right.
All right. First things first, we'll get this out of the way. Star Trek actor Anton Yelchin died in a bizarre car accident at 27 years
old.
Oh,
dude, come on. I was riding high on the Down the Clown story.
Look, I felt like we had to say it, all
right? I was really bummed out by that, man. I saw him in a lot of movies that I really liked.
Terminator Salvation.
Alpha Dog.
The Star Trek films. Charlie Bartlett.
Fright Night.
I heard he was awesome in that new one, Green Room.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I know. It's a real downer, man. That guy was an up-and-comer.
I'm 95% positive that guy would have been huge.
And it was bizarre, and I would go into details, but I mean, at this point, I think everybody's heard it. If you haven't, go check it out. It's a downer.
It's a gruesome death, man. Right. A freak accident.
I know. It's really unfortunate. He happened to be 27 years old.
You think it has to do with the recall? It's the messed up shifter?
I really do.
Yeah.
I genuinely do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't think that it was just operator error? I mean, how often does somebody accidentally run themselves over?
He was driving a Jeep Grand Cherokee. It rolled backwards. It crushed him against his mailbox. Fiat. Good Lord, I think I just had a stroke. Chrysler recalled the vehicle last April for rollaway issues linked to 41 injuries. For the exact problem, the car rolled away unexpectedly.
And it was that exact vehicle, we're sure? Yeah.
That one was recalled, yep. It is what it is, man. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, that really is a bummer.
Yeah, definitely a bummer.
Oh, give me a happy news story.
All right, Star Trek. All right, we're going to stay on that. New details have been revealed about the new Star Trek television series. You heard about this, right?
Speaking of, Star Trek's been on a high note lately. I mean, you got the first two movies that rocked.
Yeah.
You got another one coming out, Justin Lin directing.
first trailer
looked awful. Yeah. I was like, well, there's no way I'm seeing that crap. And then they released a second trailer, and I'm like, okay, now you got my attention back a little bit. But, you know, it's hard to beat a first impression.
It's true.
Anyway, yeah. Star Trek TV series sounds like a good idea. There hasn't been one since Enterprise, I believe, with Scott Bakula.
Yeah. And there were a ton of Star Trek episodes.
Yeah.
According to showrunner Brian Fuller, who previously worked on Hannibal, the show will debut on CBS in January, but then switch to CBS's online streaming service, CBS All Access.
Because you get to pay for it?
Probably.
All right. Well, that's retarded.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't, it's okay, but it just seems like you're putting it online, really. It's an online series. That's what we're watching.
Yeah.
I mean, Netflix has done that too, but this isn't Netflix. It's CBS.
True.
What's the production quality going to be like on a CBS online-only series?
I hate when networks pull stuff like this,
I know.
And you know what? Probably my favorite network of all time, FX.
Yeah.
It was great. And then they pulled that FX Now stuff.
Oh, I thought you were
FX, FXX. That's
FXX.
What it is. Yeah, dude. I thought that was so unbelievably gay at the time.
They split the network.
They split the network. And so there are a ton of shows I liked. The one that really hit home. I mean, I think they put The League on FXX, and I didn't really care about that.
Right.
But when they put Sunny on there,
Sunny.
I'm like, now all of a sudden I need an expanded cable program to get Sunny.
I have to pay extra for Sunny. That sucks.
Yep.
Because
all right, hold on. We're coming up against a break here, really? So why don't you go ahead and tease stories that you have coming up next?
All right, I got a new study that shows some not so surprising results when a man will and will not wear a bag. Some Transformers fans are outraged over Michael Bay's next film, and a new political campaign is turning age appropriate heads at the voting booths.
All right, well, we're also going to play the clip of the audio porn. We have adult movie madness and weirdest things people have eaten while wasted. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Just as screwy as me, I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. You're tuned in to the Real News Communications Network, streaming 24 hours a day at realnewscn.com and the RNCN app. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro coming to you live on RNCN, also realnewscn.com. You can also get us on our app if you can find it. It is the Real News Communications Network app, available on the Apple iTunes Store for iOS.
If you search RNCN, you won't find it.
No, it will not come up. Nothing will come up
and
if you search
RNCN. And
we're
working
on
that. We're working on it. Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's a work in progress.
It's very much a work in progress.
Facebook Live, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Also, Kristen Marin is sitting in here. She's going to join us in the next segment for our Adult Movie Madness game.
Yeah, I'm not sure how she's going to take it.
For anyone who didn't tune in last week and you're curious what that is, basically, we have a list of films, AFI's 100 greatest films of all time. The judge will name a film. Zach and I will have to come up with a porn parody. And then our judge decides whose name is funnier, and
Indeed.
Then we kind of tally the points.
Also, if you're on Facebook Live,
please play along.
Definitely get in on this.
We will read those as long as they are, you know, FCC friendly.
We'll throw you points. Yeah, as long as it's FCC friendly.
Okay, so hurry up with your news because I want to play this audio.
I know there's
thing.
A lot of good stuff.
All right.
A new study shows that for men, the importance of safe sex depends on how hot their partner is,
which is horrible.
Horrible.
I mean, come on, dude. That just
I know
makes us look so bad.
Really bad. Let me clarify. The survey was only done with 51 heterosexual men, ages 19 to 61, in the UK. So it's a very small sample size in a very far away place.
Are you denying that it's true?
You know. That's the genius of it.
There are a couple of things, ways to look at this, though, honestly.
Sure.
I mean, I think some people's minds may go to, oh, that means because if a girl's not as attractive, they think that she's dirty or gross or something, and so you're more inclined to, you know, use protection. That's not necessarily the truth. You open it up. What a gentleman.
Oh, well, you know.
The truth is, the way I look at it is even if you're a guy who's normally pretty safe, if a girl's, like, smoking hot and coming on to you, you're more likely to just be like, screw it. It's worth it, like the risk. It's worth the risk. Or you just don't, you know. That's my school of thought.
Apparently in the study, even when they suggested that
that makes us a little less piggish,
some of the women in the sample size that the guys were observing, even if they were more attractive, might have a higher risk of an STD, the guys didn't care.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. How awful is that?
Did they reverse this? Did they do it for chicks too?
Yeah.
And wasn't the same?
Didn't seem to have any.
It didn't phase them? No.
Women seem to be more traditional. Like, doesn't
maybe
matter.
Maybe women are just more practical.
I think so.
More, yeah.
They're more in on the score, I think.
Whatever.
The Transformers fans are outraged over
Are there still Transformers fans?
I know, right? Like, they exist somewhere,
yeah.
I think. Are outraged over the addition of a new Autobot to Michael Bay's Transformers series. Transformers 5, which is the supposedly last Transformers
Is this
movie.
One a continuation of those original three, or is it a continuation
the
of
Mark
the one
Wahlberg
with Mark
one.
Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is going to have some new human-sized Autobot that a lot of apparently hardcore Transformers fans don't like. I know nothing about this. I don't think it's really relevant.
Who cares?
I was curious if you cared.
No.
You know, interesting note.
We've already spent too much time on this.
Transformers 5 is going to star Mark Wahlberg, who's coming back for some reason. And no lie, Sir Anthony Hopkins is going to be in that movie.
Yeah.
Boggles the mind.
I'm pretty sure Anthony Hopkins, though, is one of those actors, like he said, like he reached a certain age where he didn't really care what the project is. He's like, hey, if you'll pay me, I'll be in it.
Yeah, you might be right.
But didn't that movie bomb, the Mark Wahlberg one?
No, they've all done well.
I'm pretty sure it has like a 38 on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's why there's a fifth one. They all do well at the box office. They make enough money.
People always go see that crap.
Of course. People like seeing explosions.
Yeah.
They're simple folk.
Well, I do too. That's why I go see Independence Day, because Independence Day is cool.
What's the rating for that on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's been going back and forth, man. It's been fresh for a little bit. It's gone down as low as a 40. It's been up as high as a 62.
And
so it's kind of in the middle.
I don't know about you, but when a movie does that, when it fluctuates at that level, it makes me want to go see it.
Makes me
want
to see it too. It means people are debating back and forth. You know, people.
Yeah.
Some
people like it. Some people don't.
Some people might look at that and say, oh, so it's another movie sequel that sucks. But you have to remember, Independence Day, it was only a huge hit in people's minds because it was a box office smash and everybody liked it. But it still only had a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It wasn't
like any kind of classic film.
I didn't think it was that bad, but yeah, it's not that great either. It's kind of right in the middle.
It wasn't any kind of like Oscar nom. Okay, what's next in your news? And I hope it's the Ghostbusters thing.
You know, we can jump to that if you want.
We can't. We still have plenty
of
time.
You want to jump
left.
The gun on this?
I do.
All right.
I'm going to talk about how horrible this is.
They released, Sony Pictures released what is supposed to be the new Ghostbusters single, the title track of the new Ghostbusters film, which is
very consistent with doing everything regarding Ghostbusters wrong.
It's kind of a reboot of, or a reimagining, I should say, of Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters from 1984.
Everyone remembers this.
Of course.
Yes,
traditional Ghostbusters. It's old school.
I read somewhere that the Ghostbusters logo is the second most recognizable logo in the world, second to Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yes. So everyone knows this song. I mean, it's a classic. Why do you want to mess with it?
Right. There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
It's a good tune.
It's a great tune.
And honestly, if the new one's not supposed to take place the same universe as the old one, whatever, you could have just used the old one.
Absolutely.
In some way. Play it on a car radio or something. Like, it would have been fine.
They did it with James Bond. Worked great.
Great. Yeah. But you didn't have to redo it, but they did. With Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, yeah, let's catch a piece of this.
All right. I already want to turn it off.
Starts off slow. Give it a chance, Kev. All right, definitely starts off slow.
I'll wait for it to kick in. I'll give it to, you know, benefit the doubt.
Sure.
That's as far as I can get.
Oh, come on.
I can't do it.
You got to play a little bit more.
Nope, that's it. No, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it.
You know,
we were talking, though, and plenty of movies have done this right.
Right.
For example, Mission Impossible, back in, I want to say, 1995, somewhere around there.
Sure.
Redone by U2.
And everybody knows the Mission Impossible theme. Here's the cover.
That works.
It's kind of cool.
It's still cool.
Kind of got like a bass edge line going. I like it.
That's not bad.
No.
That's still a pretty cool, cool tune.
Yeah.
It does justice to the original Mission Impossible tune, an iconic song.
It's not really anything to complain about, I don't think. It doesn't change it too much. It sticks to the original.
Tim Burton redid the Batman theme in 1989.
Tim Burton's Batman.
Very Batman-ish.
Yeah.
A good remake.
Pretty epic, like Batman should be.
Now, if you want to go... I would even say this is a better film cover. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Okay, that one's a joke, but in all honesty, the other ones were better. And other renditions, even of the Ghostbusters, have been better.
Yeah.
The Bobby Brown tune from Ghostbusters 2. Is it kind of douchey? Yeah, but it's still more catchy than the Fall Out Boy Missy Elliott thing. It's still a song about Ghostbusters that's better.
It's true.
The Ghostbusters 2 theme.
The actual theme from Ghostbusters 2.
Okay, this one's pretty bad.
All right, Kristen's not a fan of this one.
Still better.
I like it more.
Yeah.
Look, the first one was supposed to be kind of hokey and fun. It kind of had like an old school dance riff to it. It had the line, "I ain't afraid of no ghosts." It was
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Yeah, it was supposed to be kind of goofy and hokey. Yeah, just like the film. This one is really
sounds like it's actually trying to be
not
cool.
Not that, yeah. But and we didn't even get the Missy Elliott part.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
I thought that was the Missy Elliott part.
No, no.
I can't tell the difference.
There's like a whole little rap bit in there.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to play it, do you?
No, I don't. I don't want to take the time to get to it.
I can't blame you. Okay. Well,
we only got about 4 minutes left in this break, and then we got to get to Adult Movie Madness. So rattle off the rest of the news.
Oh, you want one more?
All right. Is it a good one? If not, I'm going to go to the porn thing.
A new campaign dubbed Tramps Against Trump sends voters nude photos, in exchange for any vote to anybody other than Trump.
Okay, so then why wouldn't you just say you're not going to vote for Trump and then get a nude?
That's the brilliance of it. To get a nude photo sent to you, simply send the group a direct message with a photo of yourself outside a polling station, and they'll send you a nude. That's it. You don't have to say what you're doing or anything.
Okay, great. So I'll go vote for Trump and then get a nude.
Right. It's great.
How many people do you think are really going to be, or actually going to be...
Are we actually going to do this?
Yeah.
I kind of want to do it just because I'm curious what they'll send me. But
no, I believe it. No, I mean, they'll actually do it, but...
Oh, we'll cheat it?
Yeah.
Oh, plenty, I'm sure.
Who's going to actually play by the rules is what I meant.
The good news is you don't have to wait till that voting time. You can actually just go see them yourself because they're all online.
Are they hot?
Well, you can check them out for yourself. That's the whole thing. It's a tease.
All right. How do I look at this?
The setup. You want to go to trampsagainsttrump.tumblr.com.
All right. Is this like for every visit a dollar goes like an anti-Trump campaign or something?
I don't think so.
Okay. What is it? Tramps?
Against Trump.
Is it two T's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dot Tumblr. And there's no E in Tumblr.
Right.
Dot com.
Tumblr.com. So this is what I get for... Right.
Now, hey, quick warning. There's dudes on there too, so... Watch out.
Yeah. All right.
Keep an eye out. I don't want you to be shocked and appalled by anything.
Yeah. You know, there's some good and some bad. That's all I got to say.
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be a successful.
Probably not, but it's interesting that's the point we're at, you know, societally.
All right. So, Zach, you edited this, and you said it's safe for terrestrial airwaves.
Okay, look. Let's set this up a little
this
bit.
This is Pornhub's porn for the visually impaired.
Right. Pornhub added a category
describing
last week
porn
for the visually impaired where they had a voice actor or actress read off what's happening or recite what's happening in a pornographic film. I got curious and wondered if I could pull the audio because it'd be funny. And honestly, for a little bit of it, it is, but it gets to a point of it's just gratuitous.
Yeah, then there's cursing and things are smacking, so it's not just talking anymore.
Right, so we clipped some stuff out because, well, I did, because I thought it was funny.
And this is what we're allowed to play.
Yeah, here's what we're going to play.
This is a safe for work version.
I think, yeah.
This is Pornhub's audio description of the video.
Are we allowed to play this?
Big brunette schoolgirl teen porn star by Brazzers.
You didn't bleep Pornhub or Brazzers.
White girl. She puts a piece of equipment
back on
the
shelf,
then
tiptoes
around the corner to look over at something. It's her coach, and he's off in the next room while watching porn on a small screen. She lifts up her shirt and starts caressing her massive at the same time.
There's stuff I edited out of this.
She accidentally
this is pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. This is pretty saucy.
Which bounces toward him.
I already don't know if we can move forward with this.
Look, okay. I mean, it does get a little worse, but don't you want to kind of see what happens? That's what it's all about. The plot, the setup.
This is pretty gratuitous.
I know.
This is much worse than I expected. And we're only 32 seconds into
There's only 52 seconds
actual
of it.
Actual porn movies start off more safe for work than
we're
this.
We're over halfway there.
Him, at which point he turns around, blowing his whistle hard.
Okay, see there? I thought we were good. Yeah, that was a nice little trickery.
He tells her to stay. It cuts again.
All right.
And the next thing we see is her kneeling.
All right, yeah, that's where we'll go ahead and cut it off. That's where we'll draw the line.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like 50 videos, though. This is a lot. I just picked one randomly. I was like, look, I don't want to get into anything serious here.
Well, you know what? I applaud it.
Yeah?
Because that would kind of suck. If I went blind, I would still want a way to, you know, check stuff out.
We talked about this last week.
A way to excite myself.
You think that would, you know, do the job?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I think it would do the job if I was blind my whole life.
Right.
If I went blind tomorrow, I don't know. I mean,
right. Yeah.
That would be a little bit like kissing your sister. It's not quite as good as the real deal. All right, well, we have, let's see, Adult Movie Madness. Coming up next, Kristen's going to be our judge, and then I also want to talk about the strangest things people have eaten while wasted. We'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening to The Status Bro on RNCN.
You're listening to The Status Bro. Status Bro.
Status Bro brought to you live by Pornhub for the visually impaired this week.
Yeah. You know, I like playing clips. We should do it more often.
We're in no way associated with Pornhub, by the way. But, you know, hey, if they want to throw us an endorsement.
Dude.
Who better?
I would absolutely accept a sponsorship from Pornhub. Yes, please.
Oh, I think it'd be great.
Just throw us a couple premium accounts.
I'm trying to figure which mic Kristen's on.
We'll give you a shout-out.
Kristen, is that you?
Woo!
Hey! Kristen Marin, thanks for being in.
Kristen.
Thank you for having me.
You should put the Facebook Live on her. People would much rather look at her than us.
Hey, you've got it too, bud.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm the host, I gotta keep it on
me. Ours is from the show's page. Yours is just from your personal.
I'm the host, plus I'm a narcissist.
There's much too much ego in this room.
There's way too much.
That is absolutely true. I can set it in the candy jar.
She's neutralizing some of the testosterone right now. No. Stay where you are.
Okay, all right.
We got a job to do here.
Don't get so hostile. It's fine.
All right.
So, the top 100
movies. Maybe we do move it when she's actually judging us.
Adult movie porn stuff.
Adult movie madness is what we got going on. Before we, you know, it may bleed over in the second segment. Depends on how much fun we're having. Also, anyone listening, we're on Facebook Live right now. Please, feel free to play along.
Yeah, chime in.
Don't be shy.
Type a little something in that chat box. We'll read it.
We got some comments from some people.
I would love to be beat at this by an actual fan. That'd be great. Yes, please.
My brother said better looking is worth more the risk. Thank you, John. You're talking about the condom thing.
Oh, right, John. Oh, yeah.
John never fails to be PIC on our show. But yeah, no, we love it. Thanks, Johnny. Play along with the porn game if you'd like.
Yeah, please do.
So.
All right.
We're ready to do this. And if it's one that we did last week, I mean, then we'll skip over it.
Right. So, let's
we got to get the list.
I need a list.
And let's explain to people. Okay, this is AFI's top 100 movie
list.
Right here. There it is.
Yep.
Yeah. It's very loud. Kristen is going to read a movie off the list.
I have my paper.
Right. I got my paper and my pen.
All right.
We are going to take that movie and try to turn it into a porn spoof title.
That's correct.
Off the top of our heads.
That's right.
Yeah. Based on our previous
like
knowledge.
Raiders of the Lost Arse. Sure. Or Shaving Ryan's Private, something
that's
like
a good
that.
One. Yeah.
Forrest Hump.
Ass Ventura.
I don't think that's going to be on AFI's top 100
Let's
movies of all
right
time.
Let's jump right into this, shall we? Let's.
Okay.
All right.
I've already got one picked out.
All right.
But it's going to be challenging.
Okay.
Oh, I'll take challenging.
Go for it.
This is one I've never seen before.
Okay.
Even better.
The Maltese Falcon.
Ooh. That is challenging. The Maltese Falcon.
Hold on, I need my music.
But there's an upside here, because if neither of you have seen this movie either, you don't have any impression as to what it's about.
No, I got it.
I know
it doesn't
about.
Matter what it's about.
Have you ever seen it, Kev?
No. This is one that I'm not familiar with.
It's number 23, although, let's see, 1941. Old.
This is a loop of music, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, it's like 10 hours.
Yeah, let's give
music.
Some time here. Like, give me a minute.
It's got two animals in it.
Uh huh.
Maltese Falcon.
All right, I got mine.
I'm working on it. All right. Why don't you read, Kevin?
Jack's ferociously
I'll
writing.
See if I can.
All right,
I
you want to read mine?
Scoop mine in on the end.
All right, please feel free to read mine. The last part, I couldn't come up with anything, but you can kind of, you know.
That's exactly where I'm stuck. The last part.
The ball cheese Falcon.
Not bad.
All right. Well, then I'm.
He's stuck with the same word.
I got stuck with Falcon.
I'm phoning mine in as well. All right. That's
all right.
That's
this
funny.
One may be a wash.
Yeah, you might be right.
The bald tease, Falcon.
Okay, bald cheese is definitely funnier.
It's up to the judge.
Bald tease, bald cheese, Falcon.
Falcon.
I'm calling a draw.
All right. That one's a wash.
Kristen's a great sport.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing. Seriously. All right. So, what's next? Get another one of these.
All right. Okay.
And you get to keep score. Don't forget.
Oh, right. Yeah. You got to keep a tally.
You want a pen to tally up on there?
It's nothing to nothing right now. I got it.
Yeah. I think you can remember it.
Nothing. 0-0.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess who's coming to dinner?
We actually did that one.
I think mine was just guess who's coming.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Hey.
I know.
Well, give me the pen so we can mark it off so we don't.
Oh, here.
Yeah, I'll give you a pen. Yeah, Jack,
let's get a system here.
Yeah, we're trying to get
this. You might be onto something.
We're working
on doing that last week. Are none of them marked out?
Nope.
Oh, well.
Okay. I am going to go with.
The anticipation is killing me.
Yeah.
The Wild Bunch. The Wild Bunch.
All right.
This movie is from 1969.
Dude. That's a good movie, too.
It's from 1969 as well, so there's a little bonus there.
Yeah, mine's a little retro.
It's this number 80
could be a 70s porn.
On the list, The Wild Bunch.
All right. I'm sealing my ballot, passing it over to Kristen. Zach is thinking. I'm drinking.
He's thinking, he's drinking, I'm reading.
All right, there it is. I'm going to submit my answer. Lock in that trade, John.
All right.
Answers are locked in.
I'll get back to you with an exact confirmation.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
As a reminder, the original title, The Wild Bunch.
The Wild Bunch.
The Wild Bunch.
First answer, The Wild Munch.
Ooh.
Damn. That's good.
That's a contender.
That's good.
Not bad.
Second answer, The Wild Bush.
Ooh. The Wild Bush.
While the Wild Bush could be funny to look at, I think the Wild Munch sounds funnier.
I think so,
too. So I'm going to go with the Munch.
I would have to agree. My vote's for Wild Munch.
All right. I appreciate it. I'll give a little bit of a self-applause.
So Munch, was that your? That was yours, Kevin?
Yeah, that was mine.
So that's 1 point for Kev.
Oh, here, Zach.
No, Wild Munch.
No, those Zach's.
Oh, thanks.
Oh. It was,
you know, I hate to make your job any harder, but in the moments when we're deciding or figuring things out or trying to, you know, work stuff out, maybe a little waiting music.
Okay, one music at a time, right? I'm working on the effects.
You're right. He's got a lot going on over there, Kristen.
I do.
Yep.
How's the picking going? You got something?
I'm trying to see. Oh, wait.
Oh, you mean like music for when she's looking for one?
Okay,
like
well, let's
music?
Just get rid of this third page since there's nothing on it.
Oh, there's one on there, I believe.
No.
On the
there is
page?
There's one last one on
there. Page three.
Yeah, on page three, there's one at the very top.
Maybe we should.
I don't remember what it was.
Let's knock that one out.
All right, let's do it. So we can ready.
Yeah.
Number 100, Yankee Doodle Dandy, 1942.
Oh, man. All right. I'm writing. I was trying to be quick.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
All right. Kevin's answer is sealed and passed off to the judge.
Received.
Zach's doing pretty well on this one, though.
All right.
I don't know your guys' handwriting, so I need to submit that. You need to write your names on your papers.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Are they similar? Yeah. I think Zach's penmanship's a little better than mine. But
I like to think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
This is number 100 on the list, 1942.
Number hundo.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
All right.
Yankee Doodle Dandy. I always feel...
First submission, Yank Me Doodle Handy.
Oh, not bad. Pretty good. Yeah, all right. Gonna give yourself some preliminary applause.
It looks like we have...
I see how it is.
Looks like we have some similar minds here.
Probably.
Second submission.
Yeah.
Yank me, do me, damn Eve. I think there was an obvious winner.
You don't
here.
Have to be crass.
All right, so that's one for Kevin.
That's okay. Oh, it's tied up then. So that's Zach tied. Did get the first point. Okay, so
yeah,
that's,
Zach did get the first
so
point.
So Kevin had Zach Yank indeed. Me Doodle Handy.
Yes,
coming Yank in for one handy. Point. So it's tied all up.
Right. Thank
We're
you.
We're all tied up here.
You know, if I was playing against a lesser man, I'd have won that one.
Whatever that means. I'm trying to see if anyone. Oh wait, what was the one? The Wild Bunch. My brother said the Carpet Munch.
Oh yeah,
so
there you, go.
You and him were
thinking
pretty
similar.
Yeah, we
were kind of on the same page there.
Yeah, so that one's pretty good.
All right.
What was the other one? Maltese what? The
Maltese Falcon.
Maltese Falcon.
John said the Maltese Poon. But I don't. That doesn't really.
Falcon really
it
hung
doesn't
everybody
sound like
up.
Falcon.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And he said Spanky Noodle Handy.
All right.
Not bad. All right. Not bad. Not
it's
bad.
Up to interpretation, I think. Beauty's in the eye.
All right. What's
okay.
next?
I'm going to go with A Place in the Sun.
Ooh.
Number 92. This one's from 1951.
Ooh.
I feel like Casey Kasem.
A Place.
Dude, I have no idea. I'm just going to go way off the reservation on this one.
A Place
just
in the Sun.
Just going the exact opposite direction.
Ooh. I got it.
He must have had a
Honestly,
thought.
Honestly, you know, I thought I had something for a minute. I really don't.
More writing and less thinking.
I hate to say it. I'm going to have to phone this one in a little bit. Kevin's writing furiously. It's really throwing off my chi.
All right.
A Place in the
Sealed
Sun.
Sealed and handed to our very own Vanna White.
Number 92.
Better hurry up, Zach. We only have like 2 minutes left. We might have to carry this over into the next segment. The competition is vicious right now.
It is.
Hold on.
It was 0-0. It was 1-0.
Our first one was so bad that nobody even got a point.
1-1.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a pretty good answer, guys.
I think mine's pretty good, so we'll see.
I
think,
here we go. We'll the submissions are in. Again, it was A Place in the Sun from 1951.
A Place in the Sun.
A Place in the Sun.
A Place in the Sun.
Who's you going to do first, Zach or mine?
I'm going to do... Well, I am going to leave that up to the minds
Okay.
Of,
all right. Yeah, I like
sure,
it.
Sure. Leave
You'll
it little...
read them both, and then we'll
exactly.
say you got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Mystique that's
let
character.
Them, let
yeah.
them judge without having
Fair
a
enough.
Favorite.
Sure.
Okay, so first submission. My Face on Some Buns. My Face on Some Buns.
All right. Well...
Second submission.
All right. She's laughing. It's got to be pretty good.
Yeah. This has got to be a good
like
one.
That.
Whoever wrote this.
Second submission.
Don't look at me like that.
I feel like we're already getting to Just for getting her to laugh, dude. That's a little applause.
I don't know if I can come into the office on
Monday. Okay.
All right.
Second submission is... Five races in one.
What the hell?
Exactly.
I know.
It's terrible.
I didn't have anything. I just, you know, I panicked.
It's just so bad.
Kevin got me all worked up.
I mean,
he was writing his answer. He was so confident.
Can you win by being that terrible? I don't know.
I got most laughs easy out of this whole thing.
Is it safe
so
to say
far.
I get the point on that one?
I definitely have to give Kevin
all right.
a point.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, we are going for porn titles, correct?
Yes.
Ouch.
Five races in one, is that like an Olympic
A controversial
movie?
Book or something?
Are we going to keep going after this?
Yeah, we'll be right back after this quick break on the Status Bro on RNCN.
All right.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow.
Hey, bro. How we doing, man? been a while, man. Life's so rad.
You're listening to RNCN, the number one source for premium talk radio. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro.
Always a good time on The Status Bro, coming to you live on RNCN. You can also hear us at realnewscn.com and take us with you on the Real News Communications Network app. If you want to find it, you got to remember all that. It's very important.
So John submitted a couple of these things.
John submitted a couple, and some of them aren't necessarily the most terrestrial friendly.
We didn't get the chance to read them. Yeah. At least one of them I thought was funny.
He did one.
I mean, they're all pretty funny. But
a face in my buns. He and I think alike because I had my face in some buns.
It's like you're related.
But he also had the taste in my buns, which is pretty gross. And hold on, I thought there were more. Maybe I can't see them. Maybe they go away. I don't know.
They might.
Yeah, I think they do.
Like ships in the night.
He had a bunch more.
Yeah, all right.
We also have the very lovely Kristen Marin joining us. Thank you for being here.
Thanks
for putting up with us. But come on, for a Friday, this is pretty fun. Pretty fun work.
Yeah, it's
a good way
bad.
To cap it off the work day before the weekend.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The work week, as it were.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we're going to do a couple of more of these, and then I still have, and Kristen, you can sit in for this one if you want. It's the strangest things people have eaten while they were wasted.
You're also welcome to leave if you don't want to.
you're welcome to flee right now.
Can I submit one?
I can't believe she's stuck with us through the commercial break.
And yeah, hey, that reminds me. If you have any suggestions on these, feel free to sling them at us. Why not? Yeah, if you come up with one,
play along, by all means.
You can totally beat us in our own game.
We'll grab somebody else in the office to be a judge, and you can play with us.
Yeah. We'll grab some other poor soul.
I don't think anyone else wants to come in here.
No.
They're just terrified of this room. Like, it's like the black hole of the office.
It really is. They're like, what is going on in there?
It's true. Nobody wants to come in here to hang out.
We have some rowdy shows.
We're not so bad.
No, we're not.
So...
All right.
What's next?
I've got another one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, this one is kind of interesting. You probably haven't seen this movie either. I haven't. I don't know what it is. I like the phonetic sound of it.
Okay.
And so that's
There's
why
some potential
I think we're gonna,
for some...
Exactly.
Okay.
Some play on words. So the name of the movie is Ben-Hur.
I always do that. I still have our other music going, and I mean to play my Jeopardy music.
Hold on. It's Ben-Hur.
I feel like this is going to be one of those times where Zach and I have the exact same answer.
I think so.
Yeah, you can't.
I think we're both already thinking of the same answer, and we shouldn't go with
that. Don't go with the obvious, because we're all on the same page here.
I went with what was immediately popped in my head.
Of course.
Well, I'll just say it. Okay.
Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur. Okay. Okay. I submitted that answer, so that one's no good. Right, Ben-Hur is not. Is
we're
off
knock
the
that one out.
I can't go past. Yeah, I can't come up with anything else in that with Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur.
Well, you're gonna have to get creative.
1959.
All right. Wow.
Ben-Hur is out.
All right. This isn't
Think
really
the
good.
Sound.
This is
ben
about
her.
This is about as good as Zach's one before the last break. This is in no way sexy.
All right. Let me jot
He's
this
writing.
Down.
This
He's
could
writing.
Never be a porn.
This is using punctuation. That's where the power in this one is.
All right.
The,
well, you know.
The power of punctuation.
We appreciate
there
punctuation.
There is a dash in the title, so.
I feel like you have a suggestion for us on this one.
I don't.
You don't?
All right. I don't. I just want you guys to get creative.
Oh, man.
All right, Zach's ready.
You know, my mom told me once she listens to the show.
Okie dokie.
Well, good.
Once.
Okay. The original title was Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur. Oh, no. And we said Ben-Hur was out.
Ben-Hur was out.
That's the obvious, okay?
Yeah.
Captain Obvious can't play.
No.
Second submission, Ben Herpes.
Okay. All right.
I know it's not good.
It's crude.
It's not
but
great.
So is the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, final submission, an obvious winner.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
Men? Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I've done it.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. So what's up with the score at now?
I think
it's tied again.
Are we tied again? All right. So do we need a final tiebreaker?
I think we might.
Okay. All right. Let's do one final tiebreaker, and then we'll get into the ways to.
This is such a fun game.
All right. I've got it. Here's the final tiebreaker.
All right.
Number 5 on the list from 1962. Lawrence of Arabia.
Did we do this one last week? No. This one's okay. All right. Oh, no. Wait.
Oh, no.
Are we both thinking of the same thing here?
Maybe.
We might be.
If it's the same, okay. I'll throw it out.
No, let's see.
Yeah, you got to submit.
Yeah, come on, Zach. Throw it in.
I want to do something different. I don't want to do the same answer.
It's not going to be the same.
All right, give me a minute.
I don't even know if that's an actual word, but it kind of works.
I don't think you're thinking of the same thing. After I'm reading his, I really don't think you're...
I kind of made up a word, but you'll still know what I'm saying. You know, okay, people who come up with porn titles aren't necessarily the most intellectual. Neither are we.
We really need to put a time limit on Zach.
I got it. I'm a slow writer, all right? I don't write like Kevin, like check and scratch. I mean, I actually like, you know, I really write it out.
He does have pretty handwriting.
Thank you.
I do?
No.
I was about to say, mine is horrible.
No, Zach does.
The trick
Zach's handwriting is probably nicer than mine.
Aw, thanks.
Okay.
I have soft hands.
Okay.
All right.
Submission number one.
Fruit.
Wow. That's aggressive.
Settle.
Save it for the titles.
Settle, gentlemen. This is a gentleman's match. All right.
A gentleman's
game. Probably get some gentlemen in here.
Probably. All right. Number five, Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
From 1962.
Right. 1962.
First, we have Adorance of Herlabia.
All right. All right. Not bad.
Second, Lawrence in Alabia.
All right.
All right.
Okay. I mean, they're both pretty close.
Is that a wash? Do we need another tiebreaker?
I would like another tiebreaker.
Yeah, me too.
It was kind of a wash.
It was kind of a wash.
And they were both just kind of
meh. No, you're right. Yeah. They were both kind of obvious.
Am I a tough judge? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Keep being tough.
It's good to know Kevin doesn't get points for just straight making up words.
Yeah.
If I got points for sound effects, though, I'd be way up there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Uno mas. And then how much time do we have left?
Uno mas.
Oh, man, we're almost out.
Probably not much. Yeah.
We're running thin on time.
It's a fun game.
It is. Yeah. I get carried away with it.
Mm. Okay.
Don't we all?
Hey, I have 9 viewers over here.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got one, and it's me.
What do you have it on? It's just
how
on
is
mute?
How is it Kevin's personal page gets more than the actual show page? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, nobody watches the show page.
That's a crying shame.
It's because Kevin refuses to turn the camera off of himself.
Oh, right? Well, that is true.
Yeah, right.
This got the whole room. I mean, Kevin's is just him. That's the glory shot.
Excuse me. Okay, doke.
All right.
Oh, no.
We are who we are here.
Shoot.
Can we get some music while Kristen's picking the movie? Incredible.
Oh, right.
I should have some thinking music, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a suggestion, but I feel like if I say the name of the thing I'm thinking of on the air, because it's from a show, if I say it, then we can't play it for some reason. That may not be true.
Were you thinking like some of the music from Sonny or something?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That
okay.
was like the thinking music.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But
I think they could do some Sonny music that had some good thinking music in there.
Yeah, Sonny's definitely got some good ones.
Yeah.
There's all right, definitely anyway. A title in here that you guys cannot play.
All right.
But
well, you know what? I want to hear that real quick.
No.
I'm just curious.
All right. I don't want the last
say that,
one to
and
suck.
Then we'll go to the next one, yeah.
Well, it's Duck Soup.
We played that one last week.
We tried that one. We were just like, nope, because there's no way to not say
it. You can't play it. You can't play that one. I'm crossing that. Okay, so we're going to go with the one right below it. Number 86 from 1935.
Uh-huh.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
All right, hold on.
We didn't do this one last week?
Mutiny on the Bounty? I don't think so. You have one that immediately comes to mind?
Not at all.
Yeah, no, so I don't think we did this one. I'm going to have to write this one out and really think about it for a second.
Write it down.
All right.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Kristen with a crushing film title.
I probably picked the worst title.
You do. Yeah, this one sucks. Zach might take home the gold with this.
I can't think of anything.
If neither of you... Okay, right. Wait.
Stealing my
do you really
answer.
Have one?
He's
yeah,
got
I got
an answer.
Nothing.
Don't
nothing,
give up.
Honestly.
You can't Dude, give up.
You have to put something.
I know, but I'm running out of time now.
Well, just stop talking and start
all right,
writing.
All right, give me
You're right. There's only 2 minutes left in the entire show.
You two talk amongst
so.
Yourselves, Jeez. All right?
Mutiny
The 10 hours of Jeopardy music might run out while we're waiting for Zach to come up with this. All right, well, we'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro.
I got it. I'm pulling out. I'm pulling the chute on this one. Okay. I got nothing.
And by default.
Go for it.
The winner is Kevin with.
By default.
Melanie wants to mount me. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was way better than what I got. I didn't have anything.
Well, you, nothing.
So I can't believe I choked.
I choked on it.
You choked. In the pinch.
We're going to do this again sometime. All right.
We can do
come
it
back
again
with
sometime.
A vengeance. Yeah.
But just remember that you choked this time.
I did.
It does happen. You know, well, that's pretty much all the time that that we have. Kristen, I want to say thanks for sitting in and putting up with us.
Thank you.
Genuinely, thank you.
Sorry for throwing you some terrible titles.
No.
Will you come back and play again?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Sweet. Well, that's all the time that we have this week. We're going to go ahead and sign off. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Was at the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
We are the Status Bro. We'll see you next week on RNCN. I know my game and I'm a head out west where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old dress. Drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid rocking up and down your block with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch.